Yirmiyahu Parakhas Pasuk Yud Gimel Le'ili Nishmas Betzalel Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak Asof HaSifem Ni'um Hashem. It's the Haftorah that is laid with Eicha Trop on Tisha B'Av in the morning before Chatzos, when we are at the height of our mourning. Asof HaSifem Ni'um Hashem. So Hashem amplifying the previous Pasuk, saying they're going to be embarrassed, they will stumble at the end when I visit upon them the fate that they so richly deserve. The inevitable Chorban that now cannot be pushed off any longer. I will utterly destroy them. I will gather them. Asof HaSifem, gathering. Sometimes when you gather for an Asifa, that's a positive thing. Harvest time is a big festival when you have a gathering. Chag HaAsif. But this is a gathering of death and destruction. So Asof HaSifem Nom Hashem, I'm going to utterly destroy them. Ein Anovim BaGefen Ve'ein Te'inim BaTe'ena. There will be no grapes on the vine and no figs on the fig tree. So what is this a reference to? So any number of things. First and foremost, the grapes and figs are the primary fruits of Eretz Yisrael, of the land of plenty. People gathered them for long-term storage to keep them. But now there will be none. Not only that, but it's the symbol of prosperity. In Eretz Yisrael, ish tachas gafno, v'ish tachas te'eno. A man sits under his vine and his fig tree and can learn Torah in peace and prosperity, but there will be none of that. Not only that, but wine is one special kind of crop because you can take the wine itself, the grapes themselves that you harvest, trample them and ferment them, and they turn into a new bria, a new kind of drink, yayin, from the fermented wine that you have made. Te'enim generally are eaten as is and are full of nutrients the way they are. You pack them into fig cakes, but you eat them as the original form, figs. It's going to be neither one, not the long-term benefit of something that you can dole out slowly over time and improves with age, and also not the te'enim that you need to eat. In the Ladino translation, the Sephardim, when they lain this Haftorah along with the Targum and the explanation, they point out that the grapes are harvested little by little as the grapes ripen. The te'enim are harvested all at once. Two different kinds of harvest. And they connect it to the two toros that we broke and in previous psukim that we refused to acknowledge, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. And so we're going to be punished twofold. Ve'elad novel, v'atein lohem ya'avrum. And they're... the leaves will be withered. The leaves give no nutrition to people. They're there to protect the fruit or for aesthetic purposes for the tree, but even the leaves are going to wither. Because what I gave, Klal Yisrael, they transgressed. They did averos. So they don't deserve any of this richness of the land. Dalet al mo anachnu yoshvim. So some say this is the people responding. Why are we sitting still? Why are we sitting? Hey Asfu, let us gather. So from Asifa in the previous pasuk to Asifa here, v'novo el orei hamivtzar v'nidmasham. This happened during World War II, that Jews in small communities heard about the rise of Nazism in their little towns, and they thought, okay, so I'm going to go to the big Jewish communities in Warsaw, in Krakow, and I'll be safe because there's so many Jews there that there'll be safety in numbers. So the Jews at the time of the Churban do the same thing. They gather in the big cities, figuring that they are going to come to the fortified cities, v'nid masham, and we'll sit passively, we'll sit silent, because we don't have to do anything. Ki Hashem Elokeinu hadimonu vayashkenu meirosh. But it turns out, there's nothing that we can do, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has silenced us and given us meirosh, poisonous water, gall water to drink. Ki chatanu lahashem, because we have sinned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, going to the big cities and being there in large numbers makes it easier for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to annihilate us completely. We're all gathered together, so we can all be wiped out at once. And of course, when the final solution of the Nazis came, that's exactly what happened. So we think there's safety in numbers, we think there's safety behind walls, we think there's safety in sitting quietly and hiding in attics, that it's all going to go well, but it turns out there is no safety. And there is no salvation. Tesvav. Kavi l'shalom ve'ein tov. Kavi l'shalom ve'ein tov. We hoped for peace. Oh boy. We hoped for peace, but no good has come. La'eis marpe vihine ve'osa. For a time of healing, but instead, ve'osa terror. Is there a truer pasuk in all of the Jewish world over the past 2 months than Kaveh shalom ve'ein tov la'eis marpe vihine ve'osa? This is not a history book, it's current events. Tazayin midon nishma nachras susav, always from the north. From Dun, all the way up north, can be heard the snorting of the horses, the terrifying screams of the horses. Nowadays, horses do not necessarily signify an invading army and terror, but now we would say the rumble of the missiles. Mikol mitzhalos abirav. At the sound of the mighty one's footsteps, his mighty one's footsteps, Ra'asha kol ha'aretz, the entire earth trembles. The land is quaking. Some say it's not footsteps, it's the neighing of the stallions that are coming. A big part of this has to do with the fact that Yeravam ben Nevat put up a golden calf in Dun, and Pesal Micha was up in Dun. So where's the source of a lot of Jewish Avodah Zarah is up there in Dun. So the evil is going to come not just from the northern kingdom of Bavel, but also from our own misdeeds. Vayavo vayochlu eretz umeloa ir v'yoshveva. And they came, or they will come, and they're going to devour the land and its produce and the cities and all that dwell therein. And this is intentional. This is an echo of the words of bracha. Eretz umeloa ir v'yoshveva. We say it in davening all the time, that this is the promise of plenty for Klal Yisrael. But instead, destruction.